All right, we're here at the American Coalition for Ethanol's annual meeting in Minneapolis. With me is Gene Griffith with Patriot Renewable Fuels. And Gene just won the Grassroots Award here at the ACE Conference, an annual award given out to an industry person who really has done a good job in helping to promote and educate the public about ethanol. Gene, tell us some of the things. I know that when they were presenting the award, they talked about some of the things that Patriot has done to really educate the public.
Well, over the last year or so, we recognize that the producers also have to help to educate the public as well as the industry associations. So I've suggested that we do a better job with our social media, the Facebook and the websites and the Twitters. And so we have made a special effort to try to communicate and get a lot of information out to the public on that. Another one that we recognize, Patriot Renewable Fuels is located on Interstate 80, about 2 hours west of Chicago. People used to go by there and say, I wonder what that is. Is that a power plant? So we got the board to agree to put up a electronic billboard, which identifies the plant, but it also allows us to put out messages there that ethanol creates jobs, ethanol improves agriculture, ethanol helps with the independence from foreign oil, and those kinds of things. And we've been trying real hard to get those messages out. So those are some of the things. A year ago, we also recognized that we needed to get the story out to a lot of our the people in our area, as well as to the people in rural America. So we had a 5-year anniversary, and we brought in a lot of equipment dealers, autos that use flex fuel, seed corn companies and elevators and fuel companies, and they all had displays at our plant while we invited people in for a 2-day celebration. Now, we had a lot of our political representatives and come and make some comments to those to the people that were there. So we had about 1,000 people that came to these two different days, and we just had a great time. So those are a few of the things we're trying to do to get out currently. We also have some new initiatives that we have recognized that we can that we should be looking at. We've started a biodiesel plant, and we announced that back in November, and we had our congresswoman come out and help with the groundbreaking, and we were able to get quite a bit of positive publicity there. Had a round table with some of the Farm Bureau and Industry Association people that could help to get the story out. So those are a few of the things that we've done, and we're now building that plant.
Well, Ed, I wanted to ask you what kind of feedback you've gotten from people, especially from those that highway sign. What kind of reactions have you gotten from people, both outside of agriculture and within agriculture?
Well, those things take time, but we've had very positive feedback. We've had a couple of times when we had an error on there, so we know that people were looking at the sign and reading it. But they've all given us some good ideas on some of the things we could communicate. And I think it's been generally positive, although that by itself is only one piece of the communication that we need to make.
I think that's just a cool idea. And other plants, there's a lot of other plants located on highways. That's something that they should look at. Well, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, the new campaign here for ACE is called Power by People. What does that say to you as a member of the ethanol industry and the people in your plant and the people in agriculture? What does that slogan mean to you?
Well, I think it's up to all of us to try to get the message across and to try to correct some of the attacks that have been made on the ethanol industry and get our story out positively. So that's what we try to do. Real fortunate that ACE was the first one to invite us to come to Washington for the Hill visits. So we had a chance to get to know quite a few of those people and develop a good relationship with them. I think that they all know us and we know them. Most of them have now been to our plant, so we're real happy about that. But I think that that's something we have to proactively be working at, because with all of the negative publicity that we have today, one organization or a few people just can't do it by themselves.
I think one of the big things that are being talked about here is increasing efficiency of ethanol plants and really calling them biorefineries instead of plants. I know someone who spoke this morning said he didn't like that term ethanol plant anymore. It felt like it was kind of outdated. What are your feelings on that?
Well, I agree. You know, there's so much more that we can do. When we put our plant together, it was an ethanol plant. We had two products. One was ethanol, and the other is distiller's grain. Then we've added corn oil separation. Now we're adding the refinement of the corn oil. We're also looking at this possibility of cellulosic ethanol. And so we're going to continue to try to find ways that we can add to those products. And there's a lot more that we can do. So it's just a matter of time and priority.
Well, another thing we're getting a lot of talk about here is really promoting higher blends, and especially to retailers. And I know that's something Patriot has been very involved in.
Well, we've had a group that went out and surveyed all of the dealers in the retail gasoline dealers in our area, identified those that might have an interest in either E85 or blender pumps. And we brought in the people from ACE to help us to communicate the story to all of those people. It's a long-term process, so it's not something that you're going to get an immediate uplift from, but we think that is off the ground. We're also supportive of some other processes called Prime the Pump, which would encourage dealers to change over to blender pumps or E85. And now there's a new effort in the city of Chicago that we hope would be successful, where the city council is going to ask the retailers to be able to offer E15 as a way of supporting agriculture, cleaner air, independence from foreign oil, and give the consumer some options for lower cost fuel.
Great. Well, you're here at this ACE conference, and you talk. Why is it so important, do you think, for producers like yourself to be involved in an organization like ACE?
Well, we can't get all of the messages put together by ourselves, and it takes some people that have really got some focus on it. And in this case, a couple of people that are very apparent to us are Brian Jennings and also Lacey Dixon. They both are very good spokespeople for our industry. And so we want to support them as they help support us, and we're going to help with some of the other organizations as well, but we think that that's a very valuable, important part of the way we get our message across.
Gene, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think so. I appreciate the opportunity to receive this award, and it means a lot to me, and I will just keep trying to get our story out. I thank you, too, for the story that you do on a regular basis to help us in this regard.
All right, well, thanks. And, Gene, you guys do great work, so you deserve that. Here at the American Coalition for Ethanol Conference in Minneapolis, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.